guests during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com. Thanks for your support and keep listening to CJLO 1690 AM, Montreal's Underground Radio. You're listening to CJLO 1690 AM in Montreal. That's horrible.
For CJLO News, this is Ahmad Mushtahid. The federal government is investing $3 million to UTIL, a nonprofit organization dedicated to the development and promotion of student housing. The investment will support the creation of over 160 affordable rental units in order to help Montreal's post-secondary students find an affordable place to live while they pursue their studies. The project is a collaboration between UTIL and the Concordia Student Union to create a unique funding model that uses democratically allocated fee levy to invest in the construction of affordable rental housing. This innovative financing model, a first in Canada, allows student unions and similar organizations to easily acquire additional funds to develop affordable rental housing projects. In national news, the Government of Canada announced $3 million in funding to support three initiatives aimed at preventing teen and youth dating violence in rural and Indigenous communities. The Thunder Bay District Health Unit and two Indigenous nonprofit organizations are receiving funding to promote healthy relationships and gender equality through projects that will be created or adapted specifically for rural and Indigenous communities. This initiative shows the importance for youth who may face unique barriers and challenges to learn about healthy relationships and gender equality in ways that are culturally relevant and reflect their community and environment. Funding for these projects is provided by the Public Health Agency of Canada as part of Canada's strategy to prevent and address gender-based violence. 2 years ago, environmental activists from the Philippines held a protest outside the Canadian Embassy in Manila, denouncing the shipment of garbage-filled container vans from Canada to the Philippines. Recently, a Vancouver environmental law firm says Canada broke international rules when it dumped more than 100 shipping containers of garbage disguised as plastics for recycling into the Philippines, according to the Canadian press. The Pacific Center for Environmental Law and Litigation says either the Canadian company behind the shipment didn't get consent from the Philippines, or it lied about the contents in order to get approval, thus violating an international law known as the Basel Convention, which prevents countries from shipping hazardous waste to the developing world without consent. Canada is expected to get pushback over the dispute from other nations next week when signatories to the Basel Convention meet for a regular discussion in Switzerland. To hear the newscast and learn more about the news team, visit cjlo.com/news.
yeah, that was none other than Ironaut with a little tune called When the Sun is Gone. And that was, do I have information on that right with me right now? That was from their EP release called Six Stupid Lies. And that was the last Ironaut album to come out. And that's, yeah, they're done too. That was actually featuring Eric Kluber from Gypsy Hawk as well and Void Vader. There you go. This is the second hour of Beyond That Graveyard Part 3. You're at 1690 AM CJLO, and I am the K-Man here with you till the witching hour, halfway through my shift, and I'm just beginning to scratch the surface. I got a lot of cool Canadian new releases, and I have the brand new, yet-to-be-released Mutank song that they actually released, a little tune called Thrash Primordial. We'll get into that in a bit. But first, I'm going to play some Voivod from their last album. I think it was released in the fall, September, late September, early October. I think it was released. This is a little tune called In Conspiracy, and they're in the middle of a tour. They just played Houston the night before last or last night. So they're still backing up that album on tour 6 months later. So love it. This is some brand new Voivod, a little tune called In Conspiracy right here on Beyond That Graveyard Part 3.
Power, magnified field blasts. Do you want to have a discussion about movies?
You talking to me?
And have the iconic sounds of cinema? Well, tune in to At the Movies with Iconic Sounds every Tuesday mornings from 8 to 9 a.m. only on CJLO 1690 AM with your host, Remy.
Are you not entertained? Are you not entertained?
Evenko, Greenland, and Blue Skies Turn Black presents Trust, live at the Corona Theater on Saturday, April 27th. This dark electropop project is touring in support of their much-anticipated two-part album, The Destroyer. Tickets are $25 in advance and $28 at the door. The show starts at 8 p.m. For more information, visit evenko.ca or check out Evenko's event page on Facebook.
Throwing down in paradise, I saw a bite and then
Oh yeah, another awesome, awesome tune off The Wake, the last album from Voivod. That was a little tune called Obsolete Begins. This is the K-Man. You're at Beyond That Graveyard, Part 3. You're at 1690 AM Montreal. I'm here till the witching hour, about an hour and a half of music left in this rock and roll and metal juggernaut. I've got some cool news for you. I've got the brand new Mutank. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Brand new Mutank. They will be playing a few shows to back of this up, I tells you now. I'm actually just going to get a little info on this song and possibly, yeah. The song I'm going to play is called Thrash Primordial. And the album's going to be released soon. I'm still looking for the name of the album. I'm going to have to figure that out. This could be the title track, actually. It might be called Thrash Primordial. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's the name of the album. But yeah, brand new Mutank. It was really cool. They actually they opened... did we open for them or did they open for us? I think they opened for us about 6 years ago, 5 years ago. Anyway, solid band, solid guys in the band. They're really, really cool to hang out with and everything. Really, really, really know their music inside out. Had a lot of good conversations with Costa, one of their guitar players, about a lot of music that we found a common ground on. And yeah, with no further ado, here's brand new Mutank right here on Beyond That Graveyard Part 3. This was released 4 days ago, so this may very well be the first time you heard this. So here's brand new Mutank, Thrash Primordial, right here on Beyond That Graveyard Part 3. Rips you in the past, skips you, don't go shy, you give a butt. Time just slips away, not the ribbon tape that ever was.
I'm
All right, there it is. Brand spanking. It was just released 4 days ago. That's some brand new Mutank, Montreal's own Mutank, with a little tune called Thrash Primordial. I've got all kinds of really cool stuff coming up for the next hour and a half. I'll have a punk set in which I'll be playing some Beyond Possession, some DOA, some brand new Ashtray Heart will be coming up also, so stick around for that. Got a couple of cool things coming up. Brand new Scarfold will be coming up too, but this one's going out to my buddy Brennan Riche, buddy Zombie Boy. I got a little bit of Judas Priest for you tonight, now. This is an awesome tune called Dissident Aggressor. Some of you who don't know older Judas Priest, mid Judas Priest, let's say mid-career Judas Priest, Slayer did a really sick version of Dissident Aggressor. But that was actually a Judas Priest song, and here it is. Dissident Aggressor right here on Beyond That Graveyard Part 3. This one's going out to you, Zombie Boy.
Yeah!
Yeah, and there it is, as promised, brand new Scarfold, a little tune called It's Over, and that's from their up-and-coming album, Unstoppable. And yeah, again, I'm just cranking out some new tunes for you guys, just for you. Yeah, they're like a rising star right now. Scarfold's been doing really well. They've been getting a lot of gigs. They've been playing with Madball and Agnostic Front and a lot of cool bands, so... They're back on the road, I think, and when that album hits, I think they're gonna be pleasantly surprised, and they're gonna be probably asked out to a lot of shows right across the board, and they're probably gonna hit Europe again. So, wish those guys luck. They're from Montreal, man. Before Scarfold, I played Haymaker with a little tune called Should I Care? And before that, I played a little tune for Brendan Riche out in DDO. I played a little Judas Priest with a little song called Dissident Aggression. Aggressor, sorry. Dissident Aggressor. And I remember listening to hearing it on a Slayer album, and I was just like, that sounds so familiar. And it took me a while to put it together, but then I was like, oh my God, that's the Judas Priest song. By the time I got the album in my hands and I could read the liner notes, I was like, yep. Give us a call, 514-848-7471. I'll see if I can't throw something on for you guys. I have some really cool stuff coming up still to play. So stick around. What am I going to do? I guess I'll keep it in the hardcore vein and play a little bit of hardcore and punk right now. Now that we're in it, here's a little band called Deafness by Noise featuring Vinny Stigma. If I'm recognizing these guys properly. Where am I looking at? I think Lars Fredriksson from Rancid, Sick of It All is in there. Vinny Stigma and Roger Merritt from Agnostic Front. A lot of dudes in here doing backup vocals and stuff. And I think this is like a tribute song of sorts. And I think it's a tribute to their friend Ono Cromag. So here we go. This came out a few years ago, and it's a pretty heavy tune. Love it. This is Deafness by Noise.
Memories of a time.
All right, and that was Wright Brigade from Bad Brains. Had a little trouble getting that one in the machine there. It always helps to take out the last CD before you jam another one in there. That's my advice to you. This is the K-Man, and we're in the time slot for an ad right now. So I'm going to play an ad and a promo, and I'll be right back with some more tunes. Love it. We just heard Wright Brigade from the Bad Brains. And before that, I played DOA with Fucked Up Donald. And that was actually a remake of their song, You Fucked Up Ronnie, when Ronald Reagan was in and messing shit up. Not half as bad as this Walking Dead imbecile. But there you go. Here's a little ad and a promo right here on Beyond That Graveyard Part 3.
Productions Nuit d'Afrique invites you to the gala of the 13th edition of the Cité d'Or de la Musique du Monde. This must-see showcase event is dedicated to world music artists in Canada. Join them on Thursday, April 25th at Théâtre Fairmont. Come and vote for your favorite artist and take part in the win for the growing world. For more information, visit www.citydor.com.
Art? We can pop it. Indie? We can pop that too. Dream, synth, chamber, pop, pop, pop. Rock? It's already been pop.
The rest of us goes pop. Same awkward host, new concept and time. Tune in Tuesdays at 7 p.m. for the best new music in all pop subgenres, only on CJLO 6090 AM.
We're going to have so many feelings.
All right, so what I'm going to do with no further ado is play some new Baroness. Right here, I had a lot of requests for it, so this is going out to Tebow. If you're out there still awake and listening, this is a little bit of Baroness. This is one of your favorite bands I know. Love it right here. Little tune called Borderlines, brand new. It was released like maybe a month ago, I think. So love it, brand new Baroness. Little tune called Borderlines, and yeah, here we go. Taken from their album Gold and Gray.
Just a shadow of the world.
CJLO is a college community radio station broadcasting out of the Loyola campus of Concordia University in Montreal, Quebec. We broadcast at 1690 kHz on the AM dial and have a transmitter with 1000 watts of power. The views expressed on air do not reflect CJLO. Any views expressed during a show are those of the DJ and not of the station as a whole or its management. If you would like to find out more, please visit our website at cjlo.com.